Hey everyone, my name's Brandon. I'm here with Madison and Megan, and we're here doing our weekly reflections. May the 24th, happy, joyous, and free. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. We cannot subscribe to the belief that this life is a veil of tears, though it once was just that for many of us. But it is clear that we made our own misery. God didn't do it. Avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery, but if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate his omnipotence. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 133. For years I believed in a punishing God and blamed him for my misery. I have learned that I must lay down the weapons of self in order to pick up the tools of the AA program. I do not struggle with the program because it is a gift, and I have never struggled when receiving a gift. If I sometimes keep on struggling, it is because I'm still hanging on to my old ideas, and the results are nil.
Until we let go, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so control. We were just at a meeting, and he talked about control. And when I live my life in fear, I have to try to control everything, right? And controlling everything usually comes out with my expectations getting let down, right? Because I expect you to act in a particular way, and that's unrealistic, right? So like I'm usually angry when I don't get what I want, right? And then I try to control it even more, and then I'm even more angry because I definitely don't get what I want, and I hurt people in the process, and I don't realize that I'm doing it. Okay, so
sorry.
The misery and depression that I so dearly love, and I'm totally not kidding, you know, and I wish that I didn't, but it's it's an addiction in itself. Like I was so used to living in fear and anger and just chaos, right? And so I get into this program and I'm finally able to let go of myself and all the fear that's controlling me. Yeah. And I'm happy. And I don't care, because I know that your problems are yours and I shouldn't take them personally. You know, okay, so let's be real for a second. Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Everything's about me all the time.
Let's do it.
You know, okay. But if somebody's an asshole or somebody's rude, okay, if you have to cut that out. But if somebody's rude to me, I don't have to take it personally. Mm-hmm. Like, have fun with that, you know, whatever. And that doesn't make me a bad person, but I don't have to be so hard on myself or take things so seriously.
Yeah.
You know, which is a crazy thought, because everything is serious all the time.
For years, I believed in a punishing God and blamed him for my misery. I don't know that I blamed God. I sure did blame a lot of you, and I think myself, I think the awareness today is that it's a self-induced, self-imposed misery every time that I find myself in it. It's no one's fault but my own, but I can relate to what you said about something like being comfortable with it or being used to that feeling of, yeah, life sucks. I'm going to sit in it, because mm-hmm. This is what I know, and this is, even though it's terrifying and it's so sad and lonely, it's the only life that I know, that I'm accustomed to, and anything different is scarier, so I'll just stay stuck in the shit, you know? I've been thinking of a lot of things on this. It says at the end, because I am still hanging on to my old ideas. I put clawing onto my old ideas. I am.
Don't go! I need you!
I love my old ideas. And they're terrible. The results are nil. you hear often, if nothing changes, nothing changes, right? That starts and ends with me. That starts and ends with what changes within me, because you're right, we have absolutely zero control over anyone else in our lives, over situations, people, beliefs, personalities. And man, that's a tough one for a control freak like me. Even though I'm driving the ship into the ground, I don't want to let go. I don't want to let go for fear of what will happen if I'm not in charge. And the happy, joyous, and free aspect of this, the only time you really have freedom is when you do let go and trust in something else, this program, higher power, all the tools that you're provided, you know, that's the only time that I actually feel some semblance of freedom, a little bit of peace, a little bit of serenity, because it's all off my shoulders. And I have to remind myself of that, not just daily, many times daily, throughout the day. I repeat to myself fairly often, thy will be done, not mine. My will is out the window, went out a while ago. And that's a good thing, because I claw onto terrible, awful things. I claw onto my addiction. I claw into bad people. I claw into bad situations. You know, I stick. I'm a sticker. I stick it out no matter how bad it gets.
Right. No, what no matter how bad. What happens when you let go?
Yeah.
What happens when you let go? Where are we right now?
Right.
Like, things end up turning out okay. Where we're like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Things will blow up.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Not just okay, but better. Right. Better than what my results would have ever been with me at the helm, you know? But you have to see that and you have to experience that. And up until this program, I didn't know that was possible. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was possible until not only have I seen it working with other people, I've experienced those little miracles in my own life where I just got to show up and let life happen, and everything turned out all right. Everything turned out pretty good, you know? This is, I'm against the weapons of self, because believe, all these thoughts are exactly what brought me to that miserable state. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to listen to the suggestions and what everyone else has to say at this point, because it turns out other people know better. Hmm. They're living sober, happy lives. Yeah. They obviously have something to offer, you know? So.
You know, too, like you, you know, you said you didn't blame God, but you blamed other people. I was the exact same way. You know, I didn't, God wasn't even a thought in my head, to be just completely honest. Like, I wasn't angry at him. I wasn't, you know, I didn't think about him much. Yeah. And so but I blamed everyone else. And I blamed myself for a lot of things as well. You know, things that I shouldn't have blamed myself for at all. I took ownership of things that I shouldn't have, and I didn't take ownership of things that I should have. And for a long time, I found myself in this horrible attitude, a horrible frame of mind, and I couldn't get out of it, and I didn't know how. And even when people were telling me, like, well, this is what you should do, I didn't trust them. Why would I listen to you? You know, no matter the fact that their life looked a damn sight better than mine ever could have in that moment, that didn't matter. I'm like you. I cling on to things and I hold on to things like they're. If I let go of them, then I'm gonna die and life is gonna be so horrible. But it's really good in the end, you know. And as far as blaming people is concerned, what it made me think of is, like, where do I need to see my part? You know, and it makes me think of where it says in the book, and right after the actor's scenario, you know, first off, you described the bedevilments. We're a prey to misery and depression. We can't make a living. We have problems with personal relations. But then it says, going back to that, it says, sometimes people hurt us seemingly without provocation, but we invariably find that sometime in the past we made a decision based on self, which later placed us in a position to be hurt. Mm-hmm. So where had I always placed myself in a position to be hurt? Because all of it's all of this is a product of my own making. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in misery, I put myself there. No one forced me to do anything. God did not do this to me. He may have allowed things to happen to me, but that's just how he is. My God, anyway, that's what I found. So when I finally just gave up the idea that I knew better, you know, and finally listened to someone, like you said, they were right. They were right. I should have been doing this a lot longer than I was, but I did it right at the right time. Right. You know, and so I think I can, even today with how beautiful life is, I can sit there and think, oh, well, why didn't I do this sooner? But I did it at just the right time, and I have to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I can't be any other place than right where I'm supposed to be because it's where I'm at. You know, and I have to constantly remind myself of that. And I have to let go of my old ideas because some of them still crop up. And it's not that they're cropping up in the way that they used to.
Oh, they come up in so many different ways.
But they manifest in so many different ways. You know what I mean? So I have to constantly be aware of them and their many manifestations and how they react today. But I'm grateful today that I don't have to use, I don't have to drink, you know, to be okay.
More than okay.
You know, like I'm more than okay. Because before I used and I was just okay for the moment.
Right.
But today I don't have to do that and I'm happy and I'm joyous and I'm free. And I'm free from so many other things than the disease of alcoholism. I'm not free from that, but you know, I'm free from active use. I'm free from active alcoholism.
Obsessive thinking.
You know, I can obsess over some other things.
Yeah.
But I don't have to drink today, and that's the beauty of the program, I think. Not just that we don't have to drink, but we can change our thinking in so many other ways. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. You know, I don't know how anyone's feeling out there, but if you have a problem, you can always go to detoxtorehab.com. There's a number on there. Call the number. Reach out. Madison, I'd like to thank you. Megan, thank you.
Thank
and you guys can join
thank
us
you.
Next week for more fun stuff.